We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, indeed, it is In the Loop on Sports Radio 610, sportsradio610.com, the radio.com app, and watchintheloop.com for the video stream of this fine radio program. John Lopez, Cody Stutes here with you until 2. A lot of fun stuff to get to on the program today. We have a pair of tickets to the Wade Smith Roast, and they're coming your way at 12:45 today. You don't want to miss your opportunity at Wade Smith Roast tickets. Johnny, how are you?
And I am so good, ready to start this weekend. Had a nice, fun weekend. Caught some awesome fish. It's been slow this year over where I fish in Sabine. And boy, I got into them Saturday evening and Sunday morning. Man, it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. So that's always good, and just a good weekend.
I'm sure that will make its appearance in Like It, Love It, Hate It. Coming up at 12:30, a Monday staple for us. Been a while since we've done it because we both missed last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I missed, or we most missed 2 Mondays ago, and then I had to miss last Monday. So I'm anxious to get to some Like It, Love It, Hate It at 12:30. Really anxious to give those roast tickets away. I talked to a bunch of people about the roast over the weekend and the past couple of days, and it's been, it's going to be fun coming up on Sunday. You don't want to miss that.
Something bothering you?
No, why?
I don't know. You look like you're a little off.
No?
No?
Uh-uh.
You good?
Seth almost killed me.
Okay, that's probably it then.
You know?
Why did Seth almost kill you?
This is a slight misunderstanding.
It tends to be that way with Seth.
Mad Radio played audio of like Chris Paul's kid, and the way Michael presented it, it sounded like it was like from Friday. And the kid was talking about how like Dwight Howard played on the Lakers and Pau Gasol played on the Lakers. Like basically was asking the wee one, like, who does your dad play against? Who plays for who?
Oh, I got you.
And the kid was like nailing it pretty good. And then Seth was like, that you know, except for the fact that he said Dwight Howard plays on the Lakers. And they're like, well, yeah, it's from 5 years ago. And I'm like, yeah, Seth, that's from 5 years ago. He's like, well, how am I supposed to know? I was like, no, I'm agreeing with you.
Don't hit me.
I'm agreeing with you. And he's like, oh, okay.
Something's different about you.
That kid's in like high school.
Maybe it's not that. Something's different. You didn't get a haircut?
No, I didn't get a haircut.
You trim your eyebrows?
I didn't trim my eyebrows. They need them, though. I got some that's like...
Oh, mine are...
Or goofy looking.
I got tree trunks.
Yeah.
What is it?
I got a little bit of a tan.
I'm tapping my... Can you hear that?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm tapping my fingers on the table trying to figure it. What is it, Edward? Does he look different to you?
He looked like he got a different hairstyle.
Something.
Did you brush it different?
Or no, it different? I mean, I'm fine. Yeah, no, nothing.
Right.
Nothing changed. Nothing different.
All right. Are you in love?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe.
But that's
but
been
you've
like
been
a,
in love.
It's been a thing for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm eating meat again.
Oh, that's what it was. That's it. I knew it was something. You were going vegan for a week, or actually you were going to try to maybe go 2 weeks.
So here's it.
You got some meat back in your system.
So last week did a
red meat doesn't hurt anybody.
A little vegan week.
Yeah.
And then this weekend, not vegan. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go back vegan again today. So we're going to weekday vegan, weekend non-vegan.
Does that work?
Hell, I don't know.
This is self-prescribed?
just trying it, man.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Overbought on the vegan food, so just gonna knock that vegan food out. And then, you know.
All right, I think I figured it out. That's what it is.
When La Michoacana puts some fajitas on sale, that's when I'll go pick up some fajitas.
That's the place to get them, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right, we got to figure it out now.
All right, there we go.
Back to regular scheduled program.
Right, it's not Seth almost killing me on a misunderstanding. It's not anything else. It's a little bit of meat in my diet. So. Yeah. I also did get a lot of sun, too. I don't know if that's maybe
well,
like...
Well, I got some sun.
Yeah. Well, you're always
I always
like,
get some sun.
Yeah. You know, you're like, you're always out and about. You won't get any sun if you're on the, I don't know, University of Texas. If you're on the University of Texas campus at about 3 a.m. You will, however, get a police officer approaching you. And depending on who you are and what you have with you and who you have with you, you may find yourself in the pokey, which is apparently what happened to Texans running back Deontay Foreman, the third-round pick from this year's draft. Early Sunday morning, he was arrested by the University Police Department in Austin. He traveled to Austin to visit some friends. The officer approached him after smelling marijuana. Also realized that Foreman had a handgun, and Foreman was arrested for possession of marijuana and a weapon charge. John, upon him early hearing it, without hearing any details, the mind tended to wander. The mind jumped to a lot of conclusions. As details have come out, this feels less and less...
Well, according to his lawyer.
Well, yeah.
I mean, see, that's the thing that everybody is dispelling it. First of all, I thought Mike Meltzer had a really astute point this morning when I was listening to Mad Radio, talking about, you know, the charges. And he's getting all these texts, or some texts, hey, innocent till proven guilty, don't put him in jail yet. 100% factual are the charges. That's not opinion.
Correct.
That's not putting him in jail. What are the charges again?
He's got a possession
charge.
Less
than 2 ounces of marijuana and a gun possession.
Right.
Those are the charges.
The way it's been officially stated, unlawful possession of a weapon.
We are not
the thing.
Injecting any opinion at all in that. Those are the charges. Now, upon first hearing the charges, I was like, who cares about the weed? That weapons charge is big stuff.
Correct, because it just said weapon.
Yeah.
And
your mind, my mind immediately goes to, this guy may have had an AK or something.
Right.
You know, because it's Texas. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
You know, young people out and about late at night, early in the morning, whatever you want to say. And then I saw his lawyer's statement, which was very direct, detailed, but his lawyer. It's his lawyer. So you have the charges and you have the lawyer, and that's all we're laying out there. The lawyer basically said he's willing to take a urine test, and he will take a urine test. He wasn't partaking in the marijuana.
Foreman's lawyer said, and in the statement that he released, not his weed, and his gun is legal and registered, and he alerted the officer to the presence of the firearm as the officer approached.
Which would tell you, okay, well, that takes a little bit of the punch out of the charge.
Right. And then,
but again, that's his lawyer.
He's also said that he would submit to a pee test. And my thing with that element of it is the paperwork's easy to prove. The paperwork's easy to prove if the gun's registered or not. The police report, as however detailed it's going to be, is going to tell us where the gun is or was. And then the your analysis, as well as the statement from everybody else there, is going to tell us if Foreman was smoking weed. So, like, all the facts are going to come out.
They will come out.
Here's my thing with the pee test. John, guilty people don't pee.
And I always say that. What do I always talk about? Like, if I'm ever charged with something that I know I didn't do, I wouldn't, you know, obviously you'd get a lawyer, but I wouldn't, like, all of a sudden, you know, start denying. I'd say, what do you want? You want urine? You want blood?
Exactly.
You want a lie detector? I didn't do it. You want my phone records? What do you want? It's yours. If I didn't do it, you automatically get completely transparent on every aspect of your life. And so that would lead me to believe that probably he's okay on this. I think the guns charge, the weapons charge, when you have weed and a weapon in the same place, even if that weapon is registered, that's illegal.
Correct.
Like all these, you know, people in Texas, you know, but let's talk about people here in our state. If you have a license to carry a firearm, but there is weed there when they find that firearm, that's it. Doesn't matter that you have the it's registered and you have the license. It's still illegal. So he'll probably get something here, but I think I would lean toward it wasn't that big of a deal.
No. And that's the thing, too. Even with both charges, they're both misdemeanors.
Yeah.
Like, they're both misdemeanor charges. He's not going to serve hard time for either one of these things, especially when, and here's the thing, this is especially when his gun's registered, which, by the way, like, props to him for, you know, he's got to have that paperwork somewhere. Like, I don't know that he had it, like, with him or something. Yeah. But, like, the lawyer clearly knows, hey, did you have it registered? Yeah, I had it registered. A lot of people have firearms, don't have them registered.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it's just, that's a fact of society. Like, a lot of people have their firearms, and they aren't registered, which could get you in big trouble.
Really?
Get you in real big trouble if, for any reason, you're ever caught with it. Or, another thing people don't think about, if it's ever stolen, and it hasn't been registered to
this
you.
Is true, too.
That's another thing.
But one more thought on this, and this is maybe the dad in me coming out, because I used to tell my kids when they were in high school all the time.
Well, hang on. There's something about this that the legal side of it is not the thing that is interesting to me. It's what situation Foreman was in. And why is this even such a big deal? Well, it's because the Texans have set a standard. Is Foreman not up to that standard? We'll discuss that next in the Loop Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.